Contracts come in all shapes and sizes. Listen to this live role play and pay extra close attention to how David Sandler changes the contract with the buyer.
Yes, you sell
mortgages.
And your name's Bill. Bill sells mortgages.
You're talking about on the milk run. You were in service on somewhere.
Oh, you don't make a milk run, do you?
Yeah, my business.
I think you're the only one, though. Why don't you and I do it at the break?
Okay.
All right, what's next? I mean, nobody else calls in the same customer over and over and over again. Oh, we have three of those? All right, we'll do it quickly. Tell me what a milk run looks like to you. How often do you...
Well, once a week, I mean...
Once a week, he goes to see a mortgage, a real estate company. Do you have one you've been calling on for maybe a year, every week, 52 times, you never got an order out of them?
I got about a dozen.
It's not unusual. Not unusual. I knew a guy once had 20. Got to bail him out of this one. All right. See, whenever he says, oh, ha, 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 you know, I'm as stupid as you think I am, you guys say, oh, no, there's more stupid people. You got to bail him out of the problem. Okay, now, here's what you do. Can you think of one? Now, we don't want you to tell us who it is. Can you think of the guy's name? Give us a first name, but nobody knows. Jim. Now, you've been calling on Jim for a year. Mm-hmm. Every week, 52 times, you never got a mortgage order out of the guy.
Right.
You're not a kick me player, are you? I mean, you have a big sign that says, please don't kick me. I mean, why would anybody do that? 52 times? It's your business. Garbage business. Okay. Next time. But don't you hate it?
Yeah.
Angry? And how about him with all his guilt? You do that whole thing. How about business, George? Got nothing for you, right? Oh, he must hate to see you as much as you... All right. Now, what's his name again?
Yeah.
All right. Now, the next time I want you to go in there, I want you to do your regular stuff, right? Do your mortgage talk. Points, 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 all that good stuff. Now, at the end of the talk this time, give him a 3x5 card. Yeah, take a 3x5 card. I want you to get your pencil out and start writing. Do this. I want you to do exactly what you're doing. Now you get ready to leave, right? You've been here 52 times. Okay, now I want you to lean over on his desk and do what I'm about to do. And don't look at him. And just write down, Bill Real Estate, Inc., 2246 Johnson Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 712 Plastic Rapids. Right? Now just do that. Look at the card. Then look up at him. Fair? Can I ask you a question, Bill? How long do you think I've been calling on you? Now, you got to do this nurturing, a lot of nurturing. How long do you think I've been calling on you?
About a year.
It's been a year. And then take your pencil again, right? Put down 1 year. How often?
Good.
52 times. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever placed a mortgage with me? That's good. Never... placed a mortgage with me. Now, I want to ask you a question, Bill. Right? Now, I want you to be conservative. This is important. Here's the important part. I want you to be real conservative. How many more times, realistically, do you think I have to call on you before I get my first mortgage? And I want you, now look, it's been a year since I got one. I never got one in a year, so be conservative. How many more times, how much length of time before I get a mortgage placed? No. And whatever he said, don't take it. 11-9-87. Okay? Can I ask you a question, Bill? Is this one?
No.
This is one, Bill.
Okay.
52 times. Right. Now, put the card away. Put it in your pocket. Next week, walk in. Do not talk business. Talk football. Talk golf. Talk anything. Be there for 5 or 10 minutes. And take the card out. Just take it out of your pocket. Put it on his desk. Here's all you say. Date, Bill. 11-16. Two. Now, here's what a couple things will happen. First of all, you're going to love making this call from now on. And let me tell you what's going to happen, and you're going to love it. About the third or fourth or fifth call, he'll call his secretary in. Come on. You got to see this thing. Show the card. You know what this guy's doing? You ready to hear this? 52, show the front, Bill. 52 times. What are we? And six, right? Now, about the eighth, ninth, tenth time, he's going to say, Bill, I'd like to place a mortgage. What are you going to say? Home? Don't want pressure. 50. 62 times. You know what he's going to say on one of these calls? If you don't take the card out quick enough, bring the card. You're going to love this. And he will give up by about the fifth or sixth time. The problem you have now is you don't have a good contract with this guy that he's going to buy someday. He keeps going through this exercise like, you know, well, here he comes, there I go, here he comes, there I go. The only thing you do with this is show him that there's a beginning and an end to this whole thing. And you're in no hurry. You refocus his attention. He's not focused on the mortgage placement anymore. We're all down to this card that we're having a good time with. And if you learn how to fold it up after a while, it looks like a piece of crap coming out of here. You got another card, Bill. And you'll do exactly what you're doing now. You can have, you got 12 of those, you will have a party. You hated it yesterday, you're going to love it. This will work. This will, and you know what else it does for you? It puts your head on straight. You're not so serious about this call. You've got total control of this thing. And what's the worst case? Look, you already, if you had done it a year ago, we'd have had an order. If he'd done this on the first call, we'd be there already. You know what he's going to start asking the other mortgage people? You guys got cards.